We're back with another edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm your host, Greg Tucker. Good to be with you. We know that last year, some 7 million people signed up for health insurance through the new exchanges that were created by the Affordable Care Act, and another 3 million got insurance outside the system, outside the exchanges. So good news on that front. Many had never had insurance before, and what we're seeing is that they didn't quite get the point entirely. A lot of people didn't, that is. And here to explain that is Hector De La Torre, who's the executive director of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, what happened? They signed up, but then they didn't quite play by the book.
Well, hospitals are reporting that their ER visits by people with insurance have gone up in many parts of the country. And so what that indicates is that a lot of these folks who have health insurance for the first time just feel like, okay, I've got this card that says I have health insurance. I can go whenever I want to the easiest access point that they think they have for health insurance, which is the emergency room of a hospital.
And that's typically, of course, the most expensive form of health care. I'm sure that continues to be. It's not the best way to keep track of your health history.
No, not at all. It's completely disconnected healthcare. You go in for one thing, they take care of you only until you're kind of okay, and then they let you go. The next time you go in, you'll have different doctors, different nurses. They are just there to stabilize the people who show up. They're not there to cure you. And so in that sense, it is very inefficient.
Let's touch briefly on the alphabet of healthcare here. And I'll tell you, I'm not one who, I have no clue whether I've got a PPO or an HMO, so I'm not a good example here. There's another category, a fee for service, I think it's called. Briefly, what's the difference?
There are three basic forms of health insurance. One is fee for service, which is you can go to any doctor, any specialist, anytime, but you will have a set cost that you have to pay because the insurance only pays so much of whatever that doctor charges or that hospital. A PPO is a preferred provider organization. You have a list of doctors or hospitals that are preferred and limit your costs. So if you're within that group, you have a set amount that you pay. If you do not go to one of those, you can go to folks outside, you will pay a lot more to visit hospitals or doctors outside. Health maintenance organization, or HMO, is similar to that, but more restricted. It has a list of doctors or hospitals that you must use for your health care. If you go outside of that group, they will not pay anything for the care that you receive.
Well, I think the message is you should know your options. You should choose carefully. And by the way, there are many new providers that have come on the exchanges. So during the open enrollment period in particular, people need to compare and contrast what they have. There could be better deals, better arrangements out there than before.
Absolutely. And you want to make sure that you pick a doctor that you're comfortable with in any setting. They're the ones who are providing the coverage. Insurance is just a piece of paper or a card that deals with the payment system. It is really important that you find a physician that you're comfortable with who will keep your medical records and, again, track your health care over time so that you're getting what you need.
Well, thanks, Hector. It's always good advice. And that's just about all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute here on WYPR, your NPR news station.